Alright, if a person got overheated and then he got chilled and you know his eyes and nose start running, you'd say he caught a what?
Cold.
Caught a cold. Okay. And if it affected his voice so that his voice is not clear, you'd say he sounds kind of
hoarse.
Kind of hoarse. Okay. Or if I do that, I've got a little
hack and cough.
Okay. Or I might say, well, I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
under the weather.
Under the weather. Or if I'm not sick, I'm just feeling a little
bad.
Okay. Or if it's nighttime, I'd say, I think I'll go to bed. I'm feeling a little. Just a little sleepy?
Yeah, a little sleepy.
Okay.
Right.
And at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll do what?
Wake up.
Okay. Or you might say about somebody else, well, he's still sleeping. You better go
see about it. Okay. He used to getting up at 6 o'clock or he's sleeping late.
Better go wake him up.
Yeah.
Okay. What about if there's some medicine that's still on the table beside your wife's bed and she was supposed to use it but it was still there? You might ask, well, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Okay, well, she might say, well, yesterday I, using the same word, yesterday I
forgot it.
Okay, or yesterday I took it.
I took it.
Okay. All right. If a person's getting so that he can't hear very well, you say he's getting a little what?
Hard of hearing.
Okay. If he can hardly hear at all, you say he's just about stone
deaf.
Stone deaf, okay. If you're out in the field on a summer day and it's real hot and you start working, you begin to do what?
Sweat.
Begin to sweat, okay. And by the time you got through, you'd say, ooh, he sure has a lot. He sure has what?
Sweat a lot.
Okay. What do you call these places that some people get on their skin? They're these kind of red bumps with a little white place in the middle that are pretty touchy. What do you call those things?
A rising.
Uh-huh. What do you call that when it bursts open? What do you call that white stuff that drains out?
Well, if I call it pus, and if it's a real rising, there'll be a core in there.
A core in it? Okay. If one of those bees you were talking about bit your hand, it might cause your hand to get larger. You say that your hand did what?
It's swollen.
Okay.
Swelled.
Okay. And if a person is chopping wood with an axe and his hands aren't used to that kind of thing, he'll probably get a blister on his hand. What do you call that liquid that forms under the skin?
Blood blister.
Blood blister. Is that water that forms under there?
Well, you get. It's a, I reckon it would be just if it was rubbed all together, but if you, in, like you was a jar in your hand or something, it would be called a blood, you know, I call it a blood blister. Mm-hmm. But if it's just done just for using it just a little bit, it'd be water.
Okay. If a person got stabbed in the leg or he got shot in the leg, you'd take him to the doctor to see about, what would you call that place? You need to treat the
wound.
The wound, okay. And what about if this wound that we're talking about doesn't heal clean, you know, it's got this kind of white stuff around it that'll have to be cut out or burned out? What do you call it?
Proud flesh.
Proud flesh, is that what you call it? Okay. What about if you've got a little cut on your finger? You might go to the medicine cabinet and get some liquid to put on it. What would that stuff be?